SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like that nagging, to-do, list is always one step ahead of you? Like you're constantly battling a never-ending wave of procrastination? You know that feeling when inspiration strikes, but the motivation to actually do something about it just vanishes? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Procrastination is like that annoying houseguest who overstays their welcome, sneaking in disguised as self-care or prioritizing. But today, we're gonna kick procrastination to the curb and reclaim our power with a positive mindset. Think about it, guys. A positive mindset isn't just about smiling through life. It's about actively choosing how we react to challenges, embracing opportunities, and believing in our ability to make things happen. And that, my friends, is the ultimate weapon against procrastination. It's like upgrading your mental software to a version that's all about action, efficiency, and yes, even a little bit of joy. So, how do we harness this positive power? Well, let's dive into some powerful Stoic principles. First up, reframe your perspective. Ever hear the saying, "The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself"? When procrastination strikes, it's often fueled by negative self-talk. We might tell ourselves, "I'm not good enough, this is too hard," or "it doesn't even matter anyway." Sound familiar? Instead of falling into that trap, challenge those thoughts. Replace them with positive affirmations like, "I am capable, I can break this down into manageable steps, and my effort matters." Remember, our mindset is a muscle. The more we train it to think positively, the stronger it becomes. Second, focus on what you can control. Procrastination often stems from feeling overwhelmed by everything we think we should be doing. But remember, Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what's within our control, our actions and reactions. Instead of getting bogged down by the enormity of the task at hand, break it down into smaller, achievable steps. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Third, cultivate a sense of urgency. We're all busy people, right? But sometimes, we need to remember that life is fleeting and opportunities don't always wait for us. Instead of letting tasks pile up until they become monstrous mountains, approach them with a sense of purpose and urgency. Remember, even 15 minutes of focused effort can make a significant difference. Fourth, find joy in the process. This one might sound counterintuitive, but finding enjoyment in the work itself can be a game changer. Instead of viewing tasks as chores to get out of the way, try to find something you genuinely enjoy about them. Maybe it's the feeling of accomplishment, the creative challenge, or even just the satisfaction of ticking things off your list. And lastly, be kind to yourself. We all have those days when procrastination wins, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just learn from the experience, forgive yourself, and get back on track tomorrow. Remember, progress is not always linear, it's a journey with its ups and downs. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing her novel for months. She feels overwhelmed by the sheer size of the project and constantly tells herself she's not good enough. One day, she decides to try out some of these Stoic principles. She breaks down the novel into smaller chapters, sets aside dedicated writing time each day, and reminds herself that even writing a few hundred words is progress. She starts noticing small victories, completing a chapter, getting positive feedback from a friend, or simply enjoying the process of creating something new. Suddenly, procrastination doesn't seem so daunting anymore. So, remember these key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, focus on what you can control, cultivate urgency, find joy in the process, and be kind to yourself. These are powerful tools that can help you overcome procrastination and unlock your full potential. Now, go out there and make things happen. Take those small steps, celebrate your successes, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little Stoic inspiration. And as always, join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep it positive, keep it moving, and keep striving for that epic life you deserve. This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.